Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. How much do you hate losing money? I can't stand it, and it burns me even more when it's for needless fees. I work hard and I want my money to do the same. Investing in your 401k is a smart way to do that, but many times the options are a mess. That's where Divvy can help. Sign up, get assessed, and they will give you a model with specific low-cost index funds or ETF recommendations that fit you. And if your 401k doesn't have the options available, they'll tailor one based on what you do have. You continue to invest on your own, and they send you alerts when you need to rebalance. It's a win-win, the best of do-it-yourself investing with some guidance to help you avoid information overload. Divvy offers an affordable online subscription, and Couple Money listeners can save even more. Just visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY. Happy Monday. It's time for another Q&A where we dig in with an expert to get some insights on improving finances as a couple. It seems like people love to jump on millennials and how bad they are with their finances. Today, I want to talk to someone who is bucking the trend. Grant is the creator of Millennial Money. When he was out of college, his bank account only had a few dollars in it. He decided to do something about it. We'll get into more of the details in the interview, but he made a commitment to start saving at least 25% of what he made. He began a business on the side, and he was a serious investor. His efforts paid off, and he became financially independent at the age of 30. In this interview, he shares three money mistakes he and other millennials make and offers some tips on how to turn things around. I hope you enjoy. I wanted to talk about setting money goals, but not having those lifestyle goals. Did you have that big mistake up front, or how quickly did you figure it out?
Yeah, it actually unfortunately took me a while to realize. I think, you know, a lot of young professionals just, you know, the goal is to try to make as much money as possible and the focus is on that number in your bank account. Or, you know, I remember obsessively checking mint.com daily just to see if there were fluctuations in my investment balances. And honestly, I think that creates a lot of anxiety, especially when, you know, you're not able to make more money or you're not able to save more money. And I think that the end of the day, focusing on that number can be really damaging. A lot of the popular literature out there is focused on what's your retirement number. At the end of the day, it's not about the number. It's about really the lifestyle that you want to live and how much money does it take to basically support that type of a lifestyle. So one of the things that I personally realized was that I have enough money to live the lifestyle that I want. And a lot of people miss that. You know, I really wanted to build a flexible lifestyle. You know, I'm very similar to millennials that I've talked to recently. We don't want to retire, but we want to take mini breaks. And so how can you save enough money to make that possible? Or perhaps you don't have to work for a year or two and you can go travel or invest yourself in a project that perhaps isn't as profitable. And so once I started setting lifestyle goals instead of money goals, I became a lot happier, honestly.
Agree. I feel like chasing a number is missing the point for so many different reasons. The online calculator, first of all, has no idea of all of the factors going on in your life. It's a great source for ballpark figures, but you have to discuss what you want to do and why. It's not, well, I'm just going to put X amount in. It's, I'm putting this much money in because I want to do this.
In hindsight, looking back, you know, I think that I honestly probably saved a little bit too much money. And I think that that's the balance that really people need to find. And that's mistake number three that I outline. Because really, at the end of the day, for a lot of people's lifestyles, it probably doesn't take as much money and won't take as much money as you think it will. For me personally, I think I got a little bit obsessed with it. And I think that for many years, probably about 4 or 5 years, my relationship with money was pretty unhealthy in so many aspects. Unfortunately, I missed some experiences that I probably would have wanted to partake in. But fortunately, you know, I woke up and all of a sudden had this large net worth. It's one analogy I make is started playing guitar at the age of 5. All of a sudden, I feel like I woke up 18 and could play the guitar really well, right? I really didn't have a choice, but I've been able to benefit from just that sort of early discipline and feel very similarly about money.
Do you mind telling me what opportunities or experiences do you think you missed out because you were so focused on saving so much?
Yeah, honestly, I started really saving in my mid-20s, around 24, 25, when I launched my own company. And honestly, I've spent the last 5 or 6 years spending so much time building my businesses and forming partnerships. I think I've missed out on a lot of social aspects of my mid-20s. You know, so I was working from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday. You know, occasionally we take a Sunday off. Fortunately, during that time, my wife is a professor. And so she was working on her research and her books. So she and I very much aligned in our drive, and really working together was the core of our relationship. We weren't taking as many trips as we probably wanted to, but at the end of the day, that's what it took to get, you know, my companies off the ground and to set me up where I am now. And honestly, now I'm able to take advantage of more opportunities than I probably would have, you know, back then. So it's really, for me, it's been a trade-off. Luckily, it's been a trade-off sacrificing some of that social time in my mid-20s for now, you know, significantly more opportunities, you know, in my 30s. Like, I just last night was planning, I'm going to go to France for the months of June and July this upcoming summer and just work remotely and explore wineries. And, you know, that's something that, you know, previously would have been impossible for me to do. And really, the only way it is possible is because I did make those sacrifices. I think my one piece of advice is for, you know, younger investors is really to find that balance. I feel like I've particularly been lucky, but I see a lot of older people who've sacrificed, you know, their entire lives and worked 60-hour weeks their entire lives to be able to retire. But then by the time they retire, they're too old or not as interested in the same things, and perhaps let too much of life pass them by.
Yeah, that's some really great advice. And the last tip I thought was fascinating, maybe because I own my own business and I've kind of been in that rut, which is not hiring an expert when you need one.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is something that a lot of younger professionals, younger entrepreneurs, and just people in general, this mistake they make is that experts are expensive. And at the end of the day, I think that, you know, we're of the generation where we try to do everything ourselves, right? And that's really burned me in some cases, specifically came to tax planning and to some legal issues early on. I thought I could do it myself, right? It's like, oh, I'm a smart guy. I can read all about this. And sure, I can figure out the tax code. And I got completely burned about 3 years ago and made the decision that moving forward, I'll focus on what I'm good at, and I'm going to go out and pay for the best advice that I can. For example, on the blog, I made the example of the attorney who specialized in LLC legal issues charged $1,200 an hour, and I literally called him and I was like, I only need 15 minutes of your time. I have these two questions. Can I pay the 15-minute rate? You know, and he's like, okay, sure. You know, as long as you call me during my lunch hour. So I was able to take advantage of literally one of the global experts in this field to answer my simple question. And I think, honestly, some of the most successful business people on earth, the reason that they're successful is because they surround themselves with people who just are experts in their field. And I think that's something that a lot of entrepreneurs should learn and take advantage of earlier rather than later.
Yeah, I think doing it yourself to a certain point is good, but you have to realize that there are limitations. And like you mentioned, we only have a certain amount of time per day. What's the best use? And going to an expert, yes, it's upfront costs, but long term, you can really benefit. So Grant, if anyone wants to get more information, where are the best places to reach you?
Yeah, millennialmoney.com is my website. Floating around there, you know, feel free to reach out, or at millennialmoney on Twitter. Just tweet at me. It's an easy way to reach me. And always around, always happy to help. Really passionate about this, you know, personally, and actually have a podcast launching, Millennial Money Minutes with @distilleddollar. We're launching that in the next couple of weeks, where tackle tough personal finance topics in 5 minutes or less. So be on the lookout for that Millennial Money Minutes podcast. We're really excited about it, and I think that at the end of the day, we're all really passionate about helping younger investors not make the same mistakes that we've made, and I think pass on the information to the next generation.
Thanks again to Grant for today's discussion. He's written a wonderful post that includes 4 other money mistakes to avoid. So if you want to learn more, please visit millennialmoney.com. I'll also have all the links up in the show notes, along with resources we mentioned. And thank you to our sponsor, Divvy. Please check them out when you have a chance. Their support helps me keep this show running, and they have a great service to help you with your 401k. Our theme song was written and performed by Gentle Regime, additional music by Lee Rosevere. And finally, huge thank you to you. Your support helps so much. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.